The White House is laying out ideas to revive rural areas, where President Donald Trump received 60% of the vote in the 2016 election. But as Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach explains, people who work on that issue aren't sure the administration is fully invested.
Here's something rural advocates took as a sign the White House is in tune with their interests. Remember the administration's $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan? It includes a special carve-out for rural areas. President Trump set out the basics in a meeting with state and local officials.
It provides $50 billion for rural infrastructure, who have really been left out. The rural folks have been left out.
According to the plan, most of the money would be given to the states based on population and the length of country roads. It doesn't mention unemployment rates or economic output. Trump said the goal is to spark job growth by building new roads and upgrading utilities,
including broadband internet access, which they don't have, and they want it.
Actually, about 60% of rural residents do have access to high-speed internet, but Maurice Jones says the administration is on track here. Jones is CEO of the Local Initiative Support Corporation, which helps plan and finance rural projects across the country. He says broadband is sort of a basic need to help provide online classes and job training to prepare rural workers for jobs he says are in demand.
We're talking welders and electricians, coding and medical technicians. If you have the talent that's prepared for the jobs will come.
But there are other proposals from the administration that give rural advocates like Jones pause. One of them is the president's budget. The Trump administration wants to cut $100 million from programs in the USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service. It awards grants and loans, often to small and specialized businesses that don't qualify for commercial financing. Companies like 24-Hour Tees in Kearney, a city of about 30,000 in central Nebraska.
I wanted to do it in glitter. Colors of glitter?
Yes.
About 5 years ago, Shauna and Chase Meyer started making one-of-a-kind shirts on demand at a downtown storefront. A wall of shirts shows off their designs.
You've got to be kidding me. Just people come in and they want their friend's face huge printed on a t-shirt just as a practical joke.
Shauna says after 3 years, they'd outgrown their one-at-a-time printer. They were contracting other shops to print their big orders. To buy equipment, they would need a loan. Chase says they went to 7 banks over 6 months. They all said no, not enough collateral.
They don't know what to do with a $30,000 screen print machine if we were to default on a loan. It was like, we don't want to hassle with it. We don't want the headaches.
The money eventually came from a USDA program that in 2016 awarded $19 million in loans and is one of the programs the White House suggests cutting. A year ago, the Myers got their $60,000 loan and opened a new workshop in a warehouse connected to a laundromat.
So all right. This is the place?
This is our silkscreen shop. Yep.
Instead of a couple dozen shirts, Chase says the typical order is now 100 at a time, printed on big spider-shaped machines. He says it may be an unconventional rural business, but it's supporting itself.
It would be a huge disservice to businesses like us to not even have that as an option.
Congress could keep the loan programs funded since White House budgets are largely for show, but the proposed cuts could find their way into the Farm Bill, which is up for reauthorization. Jonathan Hladek, a policy analyst at the Center for Rural Affairs, thinks the administration mostly says the right things, but he's concerned it might just be lip service.
We have a sense of what they're watching and paying attention to, but we don't necessarily know, which specific policies are we going to champion.
Less than a tenth of 1% of the last Farm Bill was aimed at rural development. But with uncertainty about the administration's commitment to fund those programs, he says he'd accept the status quo. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.